This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And joining me now is Harold Grader, the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl and a successful 67th AutoZone Liberty Bowl. 35-13, Navy Midshipmen handle business. Harold, how are you?
Doing very well. Happy New Year to you. It's been a week or so since we've seen each other. So, rang in the new year and played a ball game on Friday the 2nd. And, again, despite the rain, had a good game, had a great week of events. The teams had a great bowl experience, and we talked to the coaches about that, and they talked about it a lot in their media opportunities. So, overall, it's a win. We're eager to see the TV ratings when they come out here in the next day or two. But it's a win for us. It's a win for Memphis, a win for St. Jude. And we thank everyone, and we've turned the page, and we look to 2026 and the future.
How were the teams? Honestly, how much did they enjoy it? Also, I need to ask about Navy. What'd you think of that performance? I mean, that was just domination from start to finish. Blake Horvath with a nice exclamation to his career.
Yeah. You know, we knew that Cincinnati was playing undermanned. You know, it starts with the quarterback, Sorsby, who, as we have seen here in the last day or two, the number one quarterback in the transfer portal. And, you know, they were pretty decimated with players that were opting out. A lot of them starters. So they were greatly undermanned on the Cincinnati side. But still, kudos and the credit goes to Navy because, you know, opt-outs and transfer portal, those are issues that they don't have to deal with.
Right.
Now, players can opt out, or transfer portal, I should say, at the academy, but they just don't. You know, it's a different kind of kid who is attending the academy and playing college football for much different reasons. But in this ball game, it all starts with the quarterback, Blake Horvath. We talked about him, mentioned him briefly. Not a crazy good game, but in the conditions, very steady, got the job done. 9 of 15 for 108, two touchdowns passing, ran for another 53 and another touchdown. He was our game MVP. So it starts with that, and it just goes from there, and the stability of that program. And again, I go back to the type of player that they have and the way Brian Newberry runs that program. We saw it here Thanksgiving night against the Tigers, and they have just continued that. They've been on a roll. And we got to remember, Navy came into the game ranked team.
Yep.
And they're still a ranked team. Yes. So we're going to be eager to see where they come out in the final poll. But a good, solid ball game for Navy. happy and proud of them and everything that they represent. So, again, it's one of those, again, the weather was not ideal, but a good game, good performance, entertaining, great halftime show with Matt Stell. And,
yep.
You know, it's one of those you live to talk about it and you move on to the next one.
Yeah, I was looking at Navy's just for funsies. Obviously, you know, being a Memphis fan, Memphis alum, you have to pay attention to what Navy's going to look like year to year. I looked at their roster. Senior. Blake Horvath is done. Texa, who's been there for what seems like, I don't know, 15 years, he's a senior. Eli Heidenreich, who may get some NFL looks, as their slot back, sort of tight end, wide receiver type guy, he's a senior. And then I believe their All-American D lineman, Landon Robinson, is a senior. So they're going to have to rebuild quickly. This was a heck of a team to get in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. All right, now while I've got you here, we do need to have our sort of annual discussion. You know my affinity for the bowl season. And I have to say this. While I was in San Diego, I did a little bit of cheating on the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Oh,
I hope
no.
It's okay. Not I didn't go to a game. But I did go downtown, I think a couple of days before I left town, and went to the Holiday Bowl parade, which was a good time for Myers.
They do that down in the Gaslight District? Is that what they call it?
Well, they
down,
did it,
down near Petco?
Yeah,
that
about.
Part of town?
Yeah. Right there by all the ships.
Yeah.
Right there by all the ships.
They do a great job.
They do a good job. I've been to one in the past. It was Drake May versus Bo Nix, and I figured, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to outdo that one. And then I watched the game this year, and it was a tough one. Arizona just didn't have it. But future bowl season with a new year comes new challenges. What do you think the bowl season, bowl officials like yourself, can do to keep the bowl season as fresh as possible, to keep it in the collective minds of the fans, even though they still get, you know, good TV ratings, ranks for that, but you know, as we move forward, what can we do to innovate, to make things new, to make things fresher in the bowl season?
You know, Gabe, I'm not sure that's the approach to take, that it needs to be fresh. I think the narrative needs to be changed.
Okay.
And that's the folks on the national level who all they want to talk about is the playoff. And I get it on some level. But when you watch the games and you see how teams react, respond, celebrate, the teams that we had, talking about the experience they had here in Memphis, whether it was going to St. Jude, the events and the outings that we had for them, just enjoying our city, Graceland, National Civil Rights Museum, Beale Street, you know, that's the bowl experience. And, you know, so much of the narrative is just about the playoff and that the bowls are, quote unquote, irrelevant and not important. Now, we're not playing for any championship other than the bowl championship, but winning the game still means something to the teams that are there, the players that choose to be there. So I'm not sure it's about being fresh, but it's more or less about, where do the bowls fit within the ecosystem of the postseason? And as we talk here on Monday the 5th after the holiday, and we're down to the semifinals of the playoff, you know, we're all sitting here on the bowl side, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl included. We don't have contracts for 2026 and beyond. And we're all waiting for the CFP to make its decisions. So that will lead the conferences then to address their future bowl relationships. And from a Memphis and AutoZone Liberty Bowl perspective, you know, we feel good about where we are. We have all the building blocks you need to continue this success, continue this game, and continue to have a positive impact on our community. Starts with the title sponsor, AutoZone. The rest of our corporate support, some 150 corporate and business supporters within the community. Community support, just from the general fans and folks supporting us. And the stadium, you know, Liberty Bowl Stadium, now known as Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, that has been a factor that has been somewhat of a negative for us in the past. But But with what's going on there with the renovation, a significant renovation, that's no longer going to be a problem for us. It's going to be actually one of the very bright positives with new suites, new premium seating, just a great experience for not just local fans, but fans that are coming in from out of town and enjoying the experience of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. So as we look to the future, all of the pieces for success are there. You know, we're now looking forward to AutoZone Liberty Bowl number 68
yep.
in 2026. So there are huge decisions to be made, important conversations to be had. And as we have been very vocal about it here recently, you know, we prefer to keep our current bowl partners, the SEC
right.
and the Big 12. We don't know if that will be the case, but we're certainly going to be having conversations and seeing what the appetite is for other conversations with other conferences, with all the power conferences. So that's the SEC, the Big 12, the Big 10, the ACC. And we also have a partnership with the American where the Tigers are.
Right.
So that's an important relationship for us. So we're going to be having those conversations, but we're all waiting on the CFP to do its business. They are scheduled to meet on the 23rd. Everyone's expecting them to expand to 16 teams beginning in 2026. And once the future is decided at the playoff level, then the conferences will address their future with their other bowl partners and what that looks like.
What does the timeline look on having more understanding, more clarity regarding your game and the teams in it, the conferences that will be represented? So what does that timeline look like? How do these talks sort of progress from here?
Well, this is uncharted territory. Typically when bowl contracts are up, they're negotiated in the last year of the contract. And by the time you play the bowl game of that season,
you've already figured it out.
You're done.
Yeah.
You know what your future is. So all of us, on the bowl side, outside of the CFP, you know, we went through 2025 without having those conversations, and we all sit here with no contracts. But so we don't know what that timeline will be. We hope that it will be sooner than later. Our bowl association meetings are in April, and I would think, without having talked to any of my brethren, since we all got busy with our own bowl games, but I would think and hope that we would aspire to have our future decided by April, if not
right.
sooner, when we all gather for our annual meetings.
Yep, but it's waiting on the CFP, and
yep.
what are they going to do? How's this going to look going forward? How much inventory is there going to be?
Like, yeah.
That's sort of what we're yeah. looking at the moment. All right, now to the CFP, we got to watch some interesting games, right?
Sure
we
did.
Had. We have moving through, number one, Indiana. More on that in a second, because that game that they played against Alabama, my word, my word. Even after they're the only team to win after a bye, but also what they did, dismantling them limb from limb, just insane. But we have number one, Indiana, number five, Oregon, number six, Ole Miss, and number 10, Miami springing the upset on New Year's Eve over Ohio State by 10. By 10, so they
yeah,
won relatively
24-14. Yep.
Won relatively handily. But I just have to – we have to discuss this Indiana over Alabama
sure.
thing. Now, I was one of few who assumed, okay, I know this line is 7.5. I know that it looks kind of big, but I feel like Indiana, they've proven themselves more times than once. They have the best big game quarterback in the country, who was also voted the best player, most outstanding player in the country, in Fernando Mendoza. They have a lot of older guys. Their offensive line definitely has some juice. Defensive line and defense in general. Last time we got to see them against Ohio State, limited them to 10 points. All that talent, but they win 38-3. 38-3, a 35 point win. I want to start with Indiana's side of things. When we look at them and their placement in this Final Four, they're number one for a reason. But do you think they will take it all by the time we get to the national championship?
Short answer, yes. I think they are clearly the best team in the country. They have shown that throughout the year. It's not a surprise to me that they beat Alabama. A little bit of a surprise that they crushed them the way they did it.
Yeah.
But I've been a believer in Indiana all year long. Now, a year ago, you know, we were talking about they didn't play anybody, and did they really deserve to be in the playoff? Well, that was not the case this year. And they did it from day one all the way through the win over Alabama. And I don't see anybody slowing them down. And, you know, a lot of folks are drawing the comparisons of Coach Cignetti to Coach Saban, mm-hmm. and rightfully so. And he talks about that and how impactful his time was on the Alabama staff a few years ago. And you see those correlations and the way he has developed that team literally in 2 years. We all know that story. Pretty amazing. But that is a result of the transfer portal. This would not have happened 5, 6, 7, 8 years
right.
ago. But because of the way the game is now, a program like Indiana can do it, especially when you have the right coach. And Cignetti is the right coach, and he's getting it done. And from an Alabama perspective,
that's where we have
this
to go
one,
next.
It was very reminiscent of the season opener against Florida State. They looked like they were pretty much disinterested.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of fire there. So Alabama's got to do some soul searching coming out of this, and some self evaluation, and you know what are you going to do, and how do you prevent this from happening again? But I'm all about Indiana. They're impressive. You know, you mentioned they have Oregon. This is a repeat from earlier in the year
yep.
when, as you said, they won by 10. I see Indiana winning this game. On the other side, Miami Ole Miss, I think it's a on some level a defensive game. Whose defense plays the best? Which defense puts the most pressure on the opposing quarterback? I'm going to give just a slight edge to Miami.
Okay.
To win this. But I would not be one bit surprised if Ole Miss wins this game. I think Pete Golding is doing a heck of a job down there as the new head coach, still running that defense. Would not be surprised if Ole Miss won, but I'm going to, if I have to give a prediction, and we're, that's what we're here to do, I'm going to give it to Miami.
Wow.
By a gnat's eyelash.
Yes.
A gnat's eyelash.
All right. On the Alabama front, I want to dig in just a
yeah.
little bit more on that. It's such a bizarre situation because we're in year two, and Kalen DeBoer makes a CFP, right? Wins a game in the
yep.
CFP. But the way that they lost that Indiana game definitely makes you question a whole lot about the entire enterprise. When you're also plugged in with Alabama faithful, with that Alabama fan base, like what's the health of that program right now after that loss? It's bizarre to talk about it that way because you're saying this is a team who just made the CFP and won a game in the college football playoff, had a chance to go compete for a national title, but 38-3. Is something that's reserved for what Alabama used to do to their opponents in the CFP.
Right.
That's what that used now it's happening to them. So that's why I ask.
Yeah, it's there's a dichotomy there, Gabe. One on the plus side is the fact that in year two, DeBoer gets them to the playoff and they do win a game.
Yes.
The negative of it was that performance against Indiana. And again, I say it was very much like the season opening loss to Florida State.
We just didn't have it.
So there's progress there. A lot of schools would love to be in that position of having made the playoff, having won a first round game. A lot of positives there. But we're talking about Alabama.
Yeah.
We're talking about Alabama. And for DeBoer, all of the positiveness and the goodwill of the win in the first round went out the window.
Yes, immediately.
With this loss. And there's no other way to say it. Despite all of the good things that happened in the year, this is the one that will drive them, motivate them, but will also gnaw at the gut of that football program and that fan base. And, you know, we all know what the standard is, and that's real. That is not unrealistic. The bar and the expectations of Alabama football changed with Nick Saban, and that has not changed. DeBoer knew what he was buying into when he took the job. Now, I remind folks now, of course, you know, the folks in Alabama in that state.
they know, don't listen.
They want to run the guy, you know, they want to run him out of there, right? I will just say that he was hired with the blessing, if not handpicked, by Nick Saban.
Yep.
So you can't, you got to hang in there. And I know this one is hard for them to swallow, but this will motivate that program and motivate that coaching staff. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We shall see.
And listen, Alabama got their teeth kicked in, but I'm looking at the SEC a little bit. I don't want to say sideways, but it has not been a good bowl season or CFP for them. I think 3-7. Thus far, I mean, it's been rough for the SEC. Like, when you look at that, and you see that stat, and you see Georgia get knocked out by Ole Miss, and you see Oklahoma get it handed to them in the first round at home by Alabama, and Texas A&M lose their last two games of the year, and Alabama just get smacked around the way they did. Like, does that say anything larger? And maybe you don't even want to dig into this conversation. Does that say anything larger about where we're at in the SEC and the parity and the amount of talent that's just being spread out instead of centralized in a couple of locations?
You know, Gabe, I think that is it more than anything. Again, even though we're into, what, year 3, 4
mm-hmm.
of NIL and transfer portal, I think we're all still –
we're still transitioning.
We're still trying to adjust that and adjust our mindset and our expectations. You know, I'll go back to – a comment that Billy Glasscock, who was the GM at Ole Miss, this was 2 years ago when he spoke to the Touchdown Club. He said, and he said this looking out at the audience and saying, fans, you have got to reconfigure your expectations. The days of teams going undefeated, that's gone.
Yep.
That's gone the way of the Buffalo. And we see that because of transfer portal and NIL, programs can build, rebuild in a year's time.
Yes.
And it's, and again, when the talent, as you just said, is spread out in teams that traditionally have not been impactful or powerful or winning and competing
Indiana,
for national
Vandy.
Championships, that's changed. The old guard, it now has some real competition, and we see that. Indiana, Texas Tech. Now, they got it handed to them in their first-round game, but still, where they used to be and where they are, it's all because of money, NIL, transfer portal.
Cody Campbell.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So, again, I think we're all, as fans, still trying to get our minds wrapped around the new day of college football and who are the impactful and powerful programs. And it's not just all concentrated within the SEC or the Big Ten. We'll see how it all plays out, even though I think a Big Ten team is going to win it all, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more talent being spread out, and that gives teams more the ability to not just be competitive, but win.
Yep. All right. Now, I know you said it without saying it, but Miami, you must be a fan. Not necessarily a fan, but you must be impressed with what they did against Ohio State.
Absolutely.
Because you picked them over Ole Miss here in the semifinal.
Absolutely.
Am I crazy to think it starts with their defense, though? I mean, they've been silly good. Silly good. Five sacks against Ohio State. Got after Julian Sand, two picks, one a pick six by Keontae Scott, Akeem Mezidor, Reuben Bain Jr. They don't seem to be slowing down. It seems like they're hitting a different level now that they're in the CFP.
And that's why I'm picking them. Again, my Ole Miss friends.
Yes.
I'm picking them by a gnat's eyelash. Yes. Which translates to, I think it's going to be a close game. And if the turnover situation gets flipped in Ole Miss's favor,
sure,
they win the game.
Yep.
But I'm really looking at that Miami defense more than anything. Now, we all know Chambliss can run around. He's elusive. He can make plays with his legs. So it's going to be a little bit different deal. Is that defense going to be able to capture him and put him on the ground for losses, for sacks? We'll see. But, again, I expect a close game. And, again, whichever way the turnover margin
right.
swings, that – It, more than, it, for my estimation, that will be the deciding factor.
Tell me if you think this is fair or unfair. I'm just going to throw this take out there. Miami is the best shot at beating Indiana at this point of the teams.
Yes,
left.
I would agree. Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, the idea that you can beat Ohio State by 10 while throwing 26 passes, only 138 yards through the air, and – just have Carson Beck sit back there and not take really any crazy chances with the football. Oh, watch out. Those two unranked losses, yeah, I know what they look like during the regular season, but this team at peak efficiency, this team at their peak, we saw in the early season is one of the best in college football. One of the top three, top two best in college football. All right, now let's go ahead and get to the final thing here. I just wanted to have a bit of a transfer portal discussion because your game was affected by a transfer portal quarterback in Brendan Sorsby that we discussed, who is great at Cincinnati. He's going to be moving off on to Texas Tech for a check being estimated in the range of $4 to $5 million.
Yes.
We're in a wild day. Brendan Sorsby, good for him. This was really a career rehabilitation of sorts for him. He leaves Indiana. You know, lands at Cincinnati, tries to figure it out. He figures it out, becomes one of the best quarterbacks in the country, gets the big payday. But all of this movement and you know, all of the quarterback money that's out there, the just straight up dollars and cents that they're spending on these guys. What do you feel about where the game's at and how much these guys are making and how easy it is to move? I know that a lot of people are rubbed the wrong way by it and frustrated by it, and I do. I am frustrated by it in certain ways. But how do you feel as you know, holding the position you do with the Autos Unlimited?
It's where we are. Nothing's going to change anytime soon. So this is the game of college football as it is today. In the Sorsby situation, you did a pretty good recap there. But my understanding from the reporting that I saw over the weekend, he visited Texas Tech on Friday, visited LSU on Saturday, and ultimately has decided to go to Texas Tech. Some other quarterbacks out there, because it's about the quarterback.
Yes.
Those are the big headlines. Those are the guys getting the huge dollars, because we all know it's the most important position.
You don't have a quarterback, you don't have much of a team.
No. It starts there, and everybody understands that. And these guys are cashing in. You know, a young guy that we're familiar with at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Rocco Becht from Iowa State.
Off to Penn State.
He's off to Penn State, where his coach, Matt Campbell, is now the head coach.
A lot of Iowa State guys heading to
Penn State. And we get it. If you've got eligibility left, and you follow your coach. We get that. That's part of it, too. Another young man on the move, going to get a nice payday, is Josh Hoover from TCU. He's going to Indiana. And just a footnote to Hoover. Now, my recollection is that he had originally committed to Indiana when Tom Allen was the head coach there.
Yes.
That's a change there. Ended up landing at TCU. Now he is going to his original.
When he was committed to Tom Allen, it was a different program. But this is a different type of commitment.
So he's going full circle, going to Indiana,
right.
Back to Indiana. And when you look at what Indiana has done over the weekend since the portal opened on Friday,
went nuts.
You know, they're getting Hoover at quarterback, and they've gotten four or five other top notch, highly rated.
This
players
is
on both sides of the ball. So I just want to stop here for a minute, Gabe, one of the things that we've been hearing from coaches is we got to change the calendar. We got to do this. We got to do that. We've got bowl games going on. We're trying to get ready for playoff games. How can we possibly be dealing with the portal? Now, I agree. I think they shouldn't have to be dealing with the portal with all of this stuff going on. However, the one guy that's getting the evil eye from his colleagues is Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
He's getting it done.
Yes.
Somehow, some way, he and his staff have gotten the job done preparing for playoff games, winning playoff games, getting ready for the semifinals, and still reeling in
really good players.
Really, really good players.
Yes.
So again, I go back to what I said earlier. I think I didn't quite say it this way earlier, but I'll say it now. I think Cignetti is the new Saban.
He
comes out of that tree, or Saban actually came out of the Cignetti
tree. I have nothing. I can't argue with that.
So it really is amazing what Cignetti is doing, what he's doing with his program. But just a side note, footnote there. Actually, it was Coach Saban who came out of the Cignetti coaching tree. He worked under Kurt's dad.
Yep.
And then Kurt worked under Saban, and now we come full circle with Kurt Cignetti running the Indiana program like Saban did Alabama.
So what you're saying is, you know, all these coaches that complain about the calendar, they don't have a calendar problem. They just don't work hard enough. Right? That's what you're saying? That's exactly what Harold's saying right there.
I don't know if I'm saying that,
Kurt's getting it done amid all of it. And he's got all these nice things being said about him. He could be distracted with, you know, there's a lot
on. I'll say this. He's figured it out.
Yes. And this is his plan as transfer portal.
And the other guys have got to figure it out too.
They do.
If they're going to keep up.
Yep.
Because let's face it. Again, I think Indiana's going to win the national championship, and he is in the process already of reloading for 2026.
Yep.
And right now, I'd say there is no reason to think that they won't be back in this position a year from now.
Yep, and final thing, I know we talked about it already, but I just wanted to get confirmation on this. You have, with your final four, you have Miami getting through, Indiana getting through, and Indiana winning?
Yes.
That's correct.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll...
And even if Ole Miss flips it on Miami, I still think Indiana wins the whole daggum thing.
Yep.
They are that impressive, and it's one of those, you got to show me something different or for me to change my mind, and I just don't see it happening. I do want to throw this out there, Gabe, before we close it down. Last night, I caught the second half of the Division III championship.
Yeah.
The Stag Bowl.
Nice.
Played in Canton, home of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Wisconsin River Falls knocks off the undefeated North Central team, 24-14. It was a blast.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Enjoy that.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't know, Division III, there is no NIL.
None. They don't even have
no scholarships.
Athletic scholarships. Yeah.
These young men are playing for the purest of purest reasons. And it was really refreshing and fun and exciting to watch that game. Tonight is the FCS championship game being played in Nashville. That's Illinois State, Montana State, and I plan to catch most, if not all, of that one. But last night was really, really fun.
Gives you the warm and fuzzy, doesn't it?
Want to say congratulations to Wisconsin River Falls for winning the Division III championship.
Yeah, and our fearless leader up here at 92.9 FM ESPN, Brad Carson, tied at North Central.
Went
to North Central.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
Where's that located? I meant to look that up.
Somewhere in Illinois, I believe.
It's in Illinois.
I assume.
Apparently North Central Illinois.
Yeah. I would hope.
Hence the name.
If it was in Southern Illinois, it'd be kind of weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You would think so.
Yeah, Southwest Illinois. Instead, yeah, I hear you. Well,
but it was fun.
Harold, great stuff as always. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
He is Harold Grader, the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl on X at Harold Grader. Now let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. When we come back, we'll hop into the Blitz right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, the biggest stories. Overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All right, Gabe, transfer quarterbacks are choosing their new homes. Brendan Sorsby is headed to Texas Tech. Josh Hoover is headed to Indiana. Drew Mestemaker headed to Oklahoma State. Rocco Beck is headed to Penn State. And not for nothing, A.J. Hill is heading to Arkansas.
A.J. Hill to Arkansas.
Expected.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I also saw a thing about Caden Hauser, who's a quarterback at ECU, had a really good year, formerly of Michigan State. He is in contact with Arkansas. So could Ryan recruit over him again? I think that's kind of a possibility, but we'll see. And I also find it interesting because his dad, before Ryan took the job to Arkansas, maybe he had an idea that we didn't. But before he took the job to Arkansas, his dad was saying, sometimes you have to find the best place for you. You remember that? So I'm not overly surprised, but maybe a little bit surprised. But yeah, guys are choosing the spots of their choice. And I will say, so far, Charles Huff has struck out on my two targets for Memphis. Colton Joseph is going to Wisconsin, and Jalen Rayner. Good for Jalen Rayner, man. He has grinded away at Arkansas State for years under Butch Jones, and now he gets to go to Iowa State. He gets to go to somewhat of the big time, go to a power conference. But those were my two guys from Memphis, and Charles Huff maybe has another idea up his sleeve. We shall see. Of these sort of names that sort of come across, Brendan Sorsby to Texas Tech, Josh Hoover to Indiana, Drew Mestemaker to Oklahoma State, Rocco Beck to Penn State. Drew Mestemaker to Oklahoma State just feels like a home run, absolute home run. They won the
sort of expectations for Eric Morris in year one are just going to be, okay, let's make a bowl game. Let's win more than three games. And I think they will do that. I think they can do that at a high level. That offense that Eric Morris runs is perfect for the Big 12. Spread it out, you know, exploit a lot of the 3-3-5 defenses you're going to see. They added Caleb Hawkins, the running back who accounted for over 1,800 yards this year to that Oklahoma State offense. So I feel like Oklahoma State's going to turn around relatively fast. I don't know what that means in year one, but Drew Mestemaker, I believe a whole lot in. These other few, I don't know if I'm that high. It's hard not to be high on a quarterback going to Indiana.
Yeah, I was going to say, Cignetti.
So let's just leave this one. Josh Hoover to Indiana feels okay.
Yeah.
Brennan Sorsby to Tech for $5 million. I like Brennan Sorsby a whole lot. He's transferring within the conference. He knows this conference. He's going to have better talent around him. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. It's solid. But Brennan Sorsby is a guy who has fought tooth and nail to get to this point, and he's only got one more year of eligibility. $5 million for a guy like that, it just seems a little bit over. But at the same time, you're worth what teams are willing to pay you. That's ultimately what it is. So Brennan Sorsby, I'm okay on that one. The one I don't like, just truthfully, I'm going to be completely straight up honest with you. I don't mind him as a quarterback. I just don't know if the level that he's going to is going to work out for him. Rocco Becht going and following, which is predictable. He's been a solid quarterback for Matt Campbell. But following Matt Campbell to Penn State, I do not have high hopes for Matt Campbell in year one. Now, year two, year three, once he starts using those resources at Penn State, getting more high school guys, getting those five stars, sure. And developing them, sure, I feel good about that. But Rocco Becht in the Big Ten, bringing over that same offense he had at Iowa State to the Big Ten, does that give you any hope that they're going to be solid in year one? I think Rocco Becht's a good quarterback, but I think he's good for the Big 12. I think once you get into the Big Ten, that rough-and-tumble style where they get after the pass and they stop the run and more has to be on your shoulders game-to-game as a quarterback, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough transition for him at this point in his career.
What sort of expectations do you think Matt Campbell is going to have at Penn State? Is it simply make it to a bowl game? Is it win eight games?
It's past make it to a bowl game, but it's not college football playoff.
So it's somewhere in the middle.
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. 8 wins, 9 wins, having a chance at some point during the season to say, oh, hey, we can make a run at the Big Ten title game, even though we all know that it's probably unlikely. You know, Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, Michigan, all exist Michigan with Kyle Whittingham. So listen, I like some of these landing spots. The ones to look out for going forward, Dylan Raiola, where's he going to end up? Oregon seems to be a big one in the running for him.
Do you like that?
I don't know anymore.
I just don't know.
I like
how to
Dylan
feel
Raiola.
About Raiola.
He's okay. I think he's overrated to a certain extent.
Sure.
What do you think I'm going to say about Oregon going forward?
I don't know.
Will Stein
is the
coach. Oh, the
offensive coordinator won't be there, yeah.
So who are you going to hire? What's that going to look like? Is it going to be the same thing? Are you going to take a step back in the development department quarterback-wise and offense-wise? I like it, but at the same time, I have my questions without Will Stein there. He's been so good with quarterbacks. I think he'd do a good job with Dylan Raiola. But, you know, there's that. And then Sam Levitt. I don't know where he ends up, but I did see – I think he took a visit to somewhere, I mean, it's Illinois or Nebraska – or something like that. I thought he was a guy who's like the unanimous.
I thought it was Kentucky.
Kentucky, that's what it was, with Will Stein.
Yeah.
But almost a unanimous number one transfer portal quarterback.
Kentucky?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then Texas Tech was supposed to be a visit he took, but they're not going to take him now that Brennan Sorsby's there. So where does he end up? We'll see.
The big NBA news of the day per Shams. Trae Young and the Hawks are working on a trade to get him out of Atlanta. It seems like Trae Young's time with the Hawks has come to an end.
All right, I'm going to ask something.
Okay, I know what you're going to ask.
You do?
I think so. It's the obvious question.
Would you dangle Ja out there in a trade for Trae? Would you take Trae?
So I think
knowing the Ja that we have now and the injuries and everything else.
I think that it would be an interesting conversation to have, because there are pros and cons to flipping Ja and Trae. Now, ultimately, I don't think the Hawks would do it, and I don't really think the Grizzlies would do it, but it is something that I would at least take a moment to think about, because the main thing that I think about is, one, Trae Young plays more than Ja. Like, as simple as that, he's going to be on the floor more. He He's got a three-point shot. His defense is actually worse than Ja, so you have to take that into consideration. His assist numbers would be insane here in Memphis. There are, like I said, there are pros and cons. Now, the pairing of Trae Young with a guy like Zach Edey on those pick and rolls is something that is extremely intriguing. Trae Young has had
a little bit of float game
success
from
in big games. He is. I think that the idea of Trae Young is not reality. He's a better player than he gets credit for.
People seem to think he's bad now.
I think that he is an odd fit with what the Hawks are doing. They are a defense-oriented team that don't really need one guy to go out there and be ball dominant a whole bunch. Now, you can make the same argument that the Grizzlies are beginning to go that direction. They don't want a ball-dominant guy like Trae Young would be. You want to have the ball in Jaren Jackson Jr.'s hands, Cedric Howard's hands, Jalen Wells' hands, and ultimately Zach Edey whenever he comes back. So that's why I do think that ultimately the Grizzlies would say no, and I think the Hawks would say no, because why would they trade away to get a guy back who doesn't play a ton?
What has made Trae so expendable, though, to this point where the Hawks are like, we feel like we can get it done and move forward without him. We can improve.
I think that they have shown.
Jalen Johnson's probably a big part of that.
I think that they have shown in the Eastern Conference that they can win games without Trae, and it improves their defense when he isn't out there, and that's kind of what they hang their hat on a lot, is defense.
Yeah. And to be fair with what you said, I want to elaborate on it a little bit more. I don't have numbers, but I have eyeballs. I know Ja's not good at defense. He's leaps and bounds better than Trae Young. Trae's nothing on D.
Trae's bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Doesn't have the physical talent, and he doesn't try.
Well, and the pros of Trae is he's got a three-point shot, he's going to play more, and his pick-and-roll game, I think, would be interesting with a guy like Zach Edey considering his three-point shot. The negatives are I think that Ja's ceiling is higher. Like, when Ja is Ja, he's a better player than Trae Young is.
But it's becoming fewer and far in between these days.
That is true. And that's why, but ultimately, why would the Hawks say yes to this? They wouldn't.
They probably wouldn't.
They wouldn't. Yeah. And so it's well, the conversation, I think, is null and void.
Other
right
pieces,
there.
Picks.
I'm not giving up any other pieces.
Yeah, it would be
right.
Straight swap.
Now,
straight
another,
swap.
Another reason the Hawks would do this, though, is the point guard class right now is very good.
Yes. Yeah, and even guys that aren't point guards can play on ball. You seen AJ DeBanza?
Yeah, dude's nuts.
Good God, man. He's kind of like the anti-Cooper Flagg of what I saw last year, where like the offense is just so apparent, and then he's going to have to come along defensively and everything else. Like all the other things, I do worry about a little bit, not that much, because he is a super athlete and he's very good at basketball, but the offense is silly. An 18-year-old with the dribble moves at his size, with the shot he possesses, getting to the rim's insane.
The team, I think, to keep an eye on for Trey in a big way would be like, can Minnesota figure something out for him?
Yeah.
Because they need a point guard badly.
One that's not ancient. Maybe. What would they give up for that?
Minnesota?
Yeah.
I think they'd probably give up a good bit. They'd definitely give up Dillingham. More than likely. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what that could
I want to see what like. This works itself out like.
The thing is, Trey has got to go to a team that has enough defense around him to where it's viable.
Yes, absolutely. And a team that, listen, he can be a shot chucker at times, although he does get his teammates involved a lot. He's a great assist guy. But you're going to have a pecking order that can fit Trey Young into it offensively. You can't have three great scorers that need the ball in their hands and then bring in Trey Young.
Well, and if Trey accepted a role where he isn't as ball dominant, he could really elevate a team.
I don't see that though. I don't necessarily see
maybe
that.
Maybe not.
All right. But that will do it for the Blitz. One more segment left of the day. We'll go ahead and rewind when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.